with a bow badly bent, I silently gathering dust on the front and the back. The finish was cracked, but my strings dulled and tarnished with rust. But then the with a hand of precision, though it should have just thrown me away. He picked up the bow, from my heart there flowed a symphony of God's hand lifted me. Can you guess who the master now plays? For sweet music drips from his fingertips in a symphony of praise. Over and over the melody swells till I'm overflowing with peace. The angels descend, all heaven joins in one eternal rhapsody feast. I render that he longs to hear. He smiles as he gently plays. My heartstrings are pulled, my spirit is full with a symphony of praise. My old heartstrings are pulled, my spirit.
Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 20. Amen. This morning, 2 Chronicles, chapter number 20. Our text verse is verse number 12. Amen. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, and verse number 12. It says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the word of God and for these that have come. We ask you to help us now, Father, as we preach the word, that you'd make us an able minister of the word of God, speak to our hearts, and help us that we might proclaim your word. I pray this morning in Jesus' name we ask, amen and amen. This particular text is part of a prayer which Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, prayed to God when they were being invaded by enemy armies. And we look about in our day, and this was a nation, and this was other nations that were invading their nation, coming against them to war. And to do as the Bible tells us in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to to kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. But this enemy comes in, just like we see in our life, enemies attack. Amen. They come, and that old devil, the Bible tells us that he is our enemy, and he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And so this is part of a prayer when these enemies came against Judah to destroy them, and Jehoshaphat, the king, amen, prayed. And if we look back, and I just briefly, verse number 3, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout all Judea. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And so he declares a fast. They're seeking God, looking for God's help. And amen, really this morning, that's what I want to preach to you about, is God help us. And we've said many times, amen, it's good to get a little help. And we get help in all areas of our life sometimes. Amen. I helped Brooklyn the other night with her math homework. Amen. Me and Google. Amen. We helped out. If not, it might have been like that little boy that turned his homework in, and the teacher said, sons, how in the world can one person mess up so much on one paper? She said, oh no ma'am, it was two of us. Daddy helped on every one of them. Amen. Amen. That's the way it is, but it's good to get some help. Amen. To have some help. And first of all, amen, I pray God help us to recognize the enemy. You know, a lot of folks today, they don't recognize the enemy. I mean, the one that's come against them, the one that is actually trying to steal, to kill, and destroy, they have no recognition of what's actually going on. But I pray that God help us to get a recognition of the enemy. But we find here in our verse, our text verse, that Jehoshaphat, the first thing that we see in that verse is he had the punishment of the evil. The punishment of the evil, or the punishment of the enemy, because he asked God in his prayer, wilt thou not judge them? Wilt thou not judge them? I mean, God, are they going to destroy us, your people? Are they going to get to come in and destroy us? You see, these nations that were coming against Judah at this time were nations that they had not been allowed to invade and to destroy as they came out of the land of Egypt. God said, don't go in them. Amen. He wouldn't let them go and destroy these nations. And now here's how they get repaid. Here they come. They're going to destroy Judah. And so Jehoshaphat asked the question, wilt thou not judge them? And this is the very real question, one that's been asked, no doubt, by many of God's saints through the years. It was something that greatly affected David. In the book of Psalms, chapter number 73, amen, Psalms chapter number 73, David had some questions when he looked about him and he saw how that the wicked were prospering, and you know, it seemed like everything they touched was turning to gold. And he said in Psalms chapter 73, in verse number 2, but as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. But then we look on down in verse 17, and he said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. And see, here's the thing about wickedness, about evil, it has an end. Amen. It has an expiration date. Amen. We look at things and take them out of the refrigerator maybe, and look at them to see, you know, what the expiration date is on a particular item. I know sometime back I got a Dr. Pepper and I took that thing and I took me a big old swig of it and I said, my goodness, something's wrong with this thing. And I found out it was about a year out of date. It didn't hold up. It didn't last. And listen, evil has a date. The invading armies of Ammon, of Moab, and of Edom, they were coming against Judah, and it looked like to Jehoshaphat, as it looks to us, that many times that the evil men and their evil ways are going to rule and reign forever. But they're not. They're not. Amen. And we may even ask this question, wilt thou not judge them? But the answer there that God would have for us is it's a resounding yes. Amen. God will judge the evil, the wicked in their day and in their time. Amen. Judgment will come. Psalms 34 and 16 tells us the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Amen. You see, the Bible is full of examples of ungodly men who were raised up for a time, but were cut down in a moment's time by the judgment of God. Amen. God let them go and they served a purpose. God even used evil nations and rulers to rise up at times to bring judgment upon His children. But amen, it was not forever. It had a time span. Jehoshaphat asked God, he said, will thou not judge them? God help us today. Don't be discouraged. Amen. I know that's easy to say and hard to do sometimes. Amen. We get discouraged because it seems as though the enemy on every turn, amen, is winning. Amen. It seems like that the old devil, amen, boy, has got his claws in everything and he's just going to win out and things not going to ever change. But amen, God sees all, knows all. And he says, will thou not judge them? And amen, God give him an answer. Amen, he was going to judge them in verse 17 of this same chapter. He says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Amen. Stand still, he said, and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Judgments are coming. Jehoshaphat prayed, and boy, he had some concerns, and one of the things he wondered, God's this way it's going to be? Wilt thou not judge them? And he said, I will. I'm going to judge them. But he said, just wait another day. But the second thing we see in this verse in Jehoshaphat's prayer, because that wasn't just a problem that he had with the enemy coming, but we see the problem of Jehoshaphat's weakness. Because he said here in this verse, he said, we have no might, no power. We don't have any strength. The enemy's great and we're weak. That's the problem. God, we have no might. Now God help us right here, because pride often is a great hindrance to us when we face our enemies in this life. Because we believe that somehow we can manage on our own. And so we do battle with those principalities and those powers until we recognize that, amen, there's nothing that we can do. There's a saying that could be coined as one of man's great problems when it comes to spiritual things. And boy, I've heard it a bunch in my lifetime. And it's just this. I got this. I got this. Amen. There's a few things in my life I thought, well, I got this. I can handle this. You know what? until all of a sudden it came to me, amen, and I realized that no, you can't handle this. You can't fix it. You can't do it on your own. And Jehoshaphat recognized, and he said, we have no might. He said, we don't have any strength. He recognized against these enemies, our powers, the weapons that we have, they're of no good. You know what? These old fleshly weapons that we use in this spiritual warfare, they are of no value. They are of no good. It is a spiritual battle and a spiritual warfare. But you know what God does? God often allows us to come into situations of overwhelming perplexity that we might see our true selves and our true need and that we might run to Him. And it's one that we see all the time throughout Scriptures. Prodigal son, he had to get to the end of himself before he ever just said, I'm going home. I'm going home. And sometimes God has to let us get to the end of ourselves for us to recognize that we have no might. We have no power. Amen. That without God we can do nothing. Now with Him, all things are possible. But without Him, we can do nothing. That's because we have no might. And Jehoshaphat, he saw the problem of weakness. He said, we don't have any strength. God help us. But it wasn't that just he didn't have any strength. The third thing right here is the perception of his duty. Because he said, we don't have any might, but then he said, neither know we what to do. Neither know we what to do. Weakness was a problem for Jehoshaphat. But it was not the only problem that he had. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know the next step to take. He would have performed his duty maybe if he only knew what the next step was. And we've probably all been there. It's not that we weren't willing to do something, but we had come to a place we didn't know what to do. We didn't know what our duty in that particular hour was. Amen. And we don't know what to do. We're here in a strait betwixt and between. We're between a rock and a hard place. God, and where do I need to go next? What is my duty? Neither know we what to do. We can come to a place where our wisdom matches our weakness. And this is where Jehoshaphat found himself. Amen. Where his wisdom matched his weakness. And he said, I don't know what to do. The book of James tells us in James 1 and 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and unbridleth not, and it shall be given him. If we ask God, if we go to God, God is able to direct our next step to be our guide if we but only ask. If we seek Him. And this is what Jehoshaphat was doing. He was admitting, he was confessing to God, God, this enemy, are you going to let them come? Will you not judge them? Because God, we're weak. We don't have might to deliver ourselves. God, we don't even know what to do. The jailer asked, I believe it was Paul and Silas. He said, what must I do to be saved? I mean, he recognized that he was in a condition of lostness, but he didn't know what to do next. But God sent somebody by with a word to tell him what the next step was, what to do. God will direct us. He'll give us that next step. He'll give us wisdom, amen, if we ask. But here in the fourth thing of this particular verse, what we see is he was asking God if he was going to punish the evil, the wicked. He said, God, we got a problem because he said we're weak. And he said, we don't know what to do. But amen. But in the last part of this verse, he said, but our eyes are upon thee. Boy, we see the evil, we see the wickedness. We recognize, God, that we are without power, without strength. We're hopeless. We don't know what the next step is. We don't know which way we need to turn. We don't know what we need to do. But he said, but, he said, our eyes are upon you. Amen. See, God help us even in our difficult places, in the times where we don't know what to do, when we recognize our weakness and our inability and don't know which step, which way to turn and what step to take next, that we keep our eyes upon Jesus. Amen. The author and the finisher of our faith, Jehoshaphat, said unto God, our eyes are upon you. Amen. Our worship, even in times of trouble, our eyes should be fixed upon the Savior. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 28 through 30 tells us, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. What did he see? It said he saw the wind boisterous. Amen. The wind was blowing when he got out of the boat. But amen, he recognized and he looked and he took his eyes off Jesus. And listen, if we take our eyes off of Jesus, there will be the same problems that Peter had. He began to sink. And boy, we'll begin to sink in the midst of these troubles that we have because of the wickedness that's in the world, because of our weakness, or because of not knowing what our duty is and the next step to take. Well, we'll just sink. When we take our eyes off of Jesus, but Jehoshaphat told God, he said, but our eyes are upon thee. Amen, amen. And amen, that's a good place to be, because God told him, as we read in verse 17, that they were going to be able to stand still and see the salvation of God. Psalm chapter 46 and 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You ever watch some kind of a animal that when they run for their den, whatever that might be, whether it be in the rocks or in a hole in the ground or someplace, boy, something gets after them, they get in trouble, and buddy, they go for the hole. What is that? That's their refuge. If I can make it in there, amen, I know in there, amen, I'll be safe. Listen, in God we're safe this morning. In Him, He is our refuge. And He said He is our very present help. Amen, in time of trouble. And Jehoshaphat was in trouble because the enemy... And he cried unto God, and though he was weak, and though he didn't have wisdom to know what steps to take next, he kept his eyes and he told God, he said, we're looking to you. And God knows how to take care of his children. He's good at that. He's been doing it for a long time. Amen. He did it for Jehoshaphat. He delivered them from the hands of the great enemy. And God's able to deliver us from the hands of the enemy. The Bible tells us, amen, that He is a very present help. And He was a very present help for Jehoshaphat. He will be for us. The songwriter said, "Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood." This morning, God's still able to bring us to victory. He's still able to give us the victory. Though we may be weak, though we don't know which way to turn next, God is still our help. And God will help us today just like He helped Jehoshaphat in days of old. I mean, He has not changed. He's the same. Amen. And listen, I'll tell you, in this life, what happened to us, there's a lot of things in our lifetime that come upon us that take us by surprise, and just sometimes it just happens suddenly. Sometimes it don't happen that way. Sometimes we see it coming and we realize, boy, things don't change and it just keeps coming. But amen, sometimes things just happen suddenly. But listen, nothing took God by surprise. Not in Jehoshaphat's day and not in our day. Amen. Jehoshaphat prayed, "God, we need some help." And God obliged, He helped. The book of Hebrews tells us in chapter 4 and verse 16. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Jehoshaphat had a great need. Some of you may have a great need this morning, but God has said that we can come boldly into the throne room of grace, and that we can obtain mercy, and that we can find grace to help in time of need. If you'll stand with us this morning, if you have a need, I just ask you, every head bowed and every eye closed, while we wait just a minute this morning, if you have a need, I pray that you come. While we wait,